Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Join me or a guest as we unlock some secrets to AI, to personal development, to finding your voice. Join us now as we help you unleash your voice. I'm so glad you're listening or watching, if you're watching on Facebook, to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. I'm Teresa Croft, and I asked the question right off the bat, what are qualifications to be anointed? I've got some answers, but I want to tell you the journey, what's gone on as I've studied these qualifications. You know, it was really interesting. I was just going along my way, good old Teresa, just doing her thing, and studying this in YouVersion. The guy's name is, he's from Africa, Sola Arrowgun. It's amazing devotional, qualifications to be anointed. And along the way, my sister-in-law one day called me. Hey, T, did you know the radio announcer, the morning guys left? You should really check it out. And I remember thinking, oh, no, I don't want to do that. But it was interesting, just a month earlier, my friend, business coach, and mental coach said, hey, T, have you ever thought of getting back into radio? And I'm like, you just don't get back in radio, Alana. No, I haven't thought about that. So you just don't get back in radio. So from the phone call from my sister-in-law, I just put something out on Facebook, you know, just, are you interested? Boom, it came back. The manager, someone I worked at this radio station for 15 years. I was there from 1990 to 2006, okay? Just want to paraphrase that, let you know that this has been 18 years since I've been on the radio. And long story short, I am back on the radio part-time. I absolutely love it. Lets me do other things. The shift could be something desired, but I really believe in being faithful, hence continue that devotion of being asking God to anoint me for that position. So I'm just going to give you 3 points, but I think they're worth talking about because, you know, when it's all said and done, we don't want to do things in business with our voice. We want God to anoint our voice. What I mean by anointing, it's like no human being can say, you're anointed. It really comes from God. It's a genuine touch of God's life on you. Now, like, for example, there are certain people I know who are so anointed in their field. I've got a friend who's so freaky anointed in business with Girl Power Alliance. I've got another friend, my friend, so anointed, not as just as a neurocycle coach, but business and all aspects. And it's almost like when you're around people who are anointed, you can almost glean in their vineyard of anointing. It's God's touch on their life. And I love, personally, I love being around people who have that touch, who have that anointing. It's not like God did something. It truly is from the source of the Holy Spirit in their life. So I was going through this devotion and he did an amazing job, but it really has touched my life because at this age, at this stage, even where I am now on the radio part-time, it's like, I don't want this to be of me. I want this to be of God. And I like what he said. He says, men and women of God can serve as pipes for the anointing, but all genuine anointings come from one source, and that is the Lord God Almighty. No doubt about it. John 1 verse 16 says, out of his fullness, we all have received grace in place of grace already given. So it's like the grace of God on your life, the touch of God on your life. You can look at in the Old Testament, remember when Samuel the prophet went to Jesse and said, and God told him to go and anoint the next king. And he went through a line of Jesse's sons. And, you know, each time Samuel's like, oh, surely this is the one. But God doesn't look at stature. He looks at what's in the heart. And finally got done. He's like, Jesse, do you have anyone else? David was out in the fields. They called him in. He was out where no one was seeing him. He was out being hidden, but yet serving faithfully his father. He was out doing God's business. And so when Samuel saw him, the Lord said, this is who I want you to anoint. God doesn't look at our human statures. He looks at our heart. And David was out there, you know, learning how to play, just beautiful psalms. But I want you to notice something that I always find fascinating. Samuel anointed him, and David went back out to the fields. It was like a lunch hour. I'm going to come in. Okay, my dad, Father Jesse wants me in. Anointed, but boom, out into the wilderness, out back tending the sheep. Sometimes God anoints you and you know you're anointed, but he puts you out in a faraway place where no one really sees you. Just keep that in mind. All right, so I just wanted to touch on just three things that I think would help if you really have that desire to be anointed. If you really want to go through that YouVersion devotional. It is so powerful. Okay, so three things I just wanted to touch on. One, you can call it sonship, or you understand being a much-loved son. You understand being a much-loved daughter. You understand that the Father is God. It's like you have that relationship where, you know, God doesn't look for titles. He doesn't even look for brilliance in you. He doesn't even look for your accomplishments. God looks for someone who makes God, the Holy Spirit, Father God, their Lord, and they are just a much-loved son. It's like there's a connection of sonship. The second one is submission to God. You have to submit your will to him and submit on your life. Submission is not a bad thing. It's like, let's show you the difference between submission and agreement. If somebody says you should do something that you like to do, you like to do it, that's agreement. However, if somebody says you should do something that you don't like to do, but it is of God and you agree to it, that is submission. You need to know that it is submission that God anoints. So back to my radio station, I was hired in a position that is tough. It's the overnight shift. That was my foot back in the door because they already had, like I told Alana, you know, they already had positions filled. You don't just walk in. I've been here 19 years, so sign me up. No, you just go through the door that God has opened. And I just want to say that I submit to the general management. It's tough. I would rather be on a couple other shifts. But there's something about, I was in the process of doing this devotional, and there were just these things that were clicking. And I got to tell you, I haven't been at the radio station in 18 years. So part of the submission isn't hard because I do enjoy. I enjoy being on the radio 18 years ago, and it's amazing people still remember me. But I look back 18 years ago, and I started in 1990, and I got married. I remember bringing each one of my kids to the radio station. Yeah, I did the morning show. And I just had, back then the GM just, he just let me bring them in, you know. I was glad it was radio, and it came to breastfeeding and everything, you know what I'm saying? But so that now, 18 years later, my kids are older. But when you go back to that, I could just say, nope, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it overnight. No, I'm going to submit and find some joy. And I do, I enjoy it. I mean, I remember the other morning, I was just talking about it. I was just giving it my all. And then I looked over and it's like 2 a.m. Oh yeah, I'm on the overnight, but I'm still going to give it my all. I think God like honors that because you're submitting to the position. So think about that. And then the next one is the divine process of process. I believe process has everything to do with your relationship with God. We're talking about qualifications to be anointed, or to have the anointing on you. I think it's just, God is a God of process. And as you go through that process, the part of the process can bring you closer to God or away from God. If you learn to walk and trust him and believe in him, that process is going to bring you closer in unity. I like what the author said. He says he takes you through a process to make you into the product that he wants you to be. You go through the process for God's product. I kind of like the way he said product. So take a note of the four P's that he suggested. This, I'm talking about the author of Qualifying for the Anointing by Solo Aragon. He said it's the four P's: person, process, pace, and product. These are God's will on our lives. When God called you, he knew what he wanted to make you into. So he calls you as a person. He puts the plans in front of you. He introduces you to the person, the process, the pace, and the product. It's kind of like I like to think of that as I always use the story of or the analogy of making fine wine from the vintner's perspective. And that process is you get picked. And you're like, oh, I got picked, but you're not meant to be grape juice. You're meant to be wine. So you go through the, you embrace, I'm going to say, the joy of the crushing that grape's picked. And then it needs to be crushed. We're talking about wine here. And then what happens? You go through the agitation of fermentation. I mean, that agitation, that grape's been fermented and it's agitating. And then you go through this process called clarification, where they remove the toxins from the wine that's the juice that's preparing to be wine. And you know, it's what's really interesting when they remove those toxins, a lot of times they know the process is complete because they see what they call wine diamonds. Get a picture of that. Wine diamonds. I think sometimes in the process of your life, God's telling you or asking you or showing you, you got to remove the toxicity out of your life. It might be a person. It might be your own mind. That's a process, a process. And then, so from clarification, basically it's just that storage in a cool, dark, dry place. Where was David? He wasn't in a cool, dark place, but he was not being the served, he was anointed king, but he went back to tending the sheep. Sometimes God will anoint you, and as you're going through the process, and like the wine, you feel like it's dark and it's cool and it's dry. It's like, when's someone going to pick me? But you're going through the process of being anointed. You know, I really believe that God has set apart you as unleashing your voice. And whether you feel like you're anointed or not, I believe you can grab a hold of that idea of that anointing that comes not from a man, but from God. And you may say, okay, I'm anointed. I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to use my voice. But there's that process that God wants to make sure that he's flowing out of you, that you're his vessel, clean and holy. And all that sums up to is relationship. I think the there's other qualifications to be an anointing. It's a fascinating study. I'm very much into that. And I'm also into this other thing that I think comes along with anointing, and that's simply being a friend of God. Can you handle that? Being a friend of God. So I have been wrecked as far as being a friend and being anointed. I've been wrecked since November. I saw this quote and I was in one of my devotionals, but then I saw it again. It was interesting. I don't know if I was in this devotional. Usually I don't get that, but listen to this. This is about going through the process to be anointed. This is about being a friend of God. Listen to this. Friends of God get placed on holy assignment to do things that are beyond their capacity. It is often something awkward, inconvenient, or downright impossible. After the assignment is given, God offers the gift of himself, and the friendship of himself gives you the strength for the assignment. I believe that works with your anointing. As you walk with God in those awkward, inconvenient things, like it's awkward for me to get up at 9:30 and work through the night, but I love it. I'm just going to submit to that position. And I tell you what, I think there's a friendship of God that comes that like no other place. And in that friendship comes not just strength, but I really believe it comes some of the anointing. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time, whether it's a podcast or on the radio. So I just challenge you to think about that. How do you want to be anointed? You know, I think, listen, you don't have to be on the stage. You know, you don't have to be, you can be an anointed mom. Do you understand? You can be so anointed in being a godly mother. You could be anointed in a certain business. Yes, you could have the anointing. The anointing just isn't for church. you could have that anointing that you enter your business, you enter as the lead, you enter as working a job, you shift the atmospheres because the anointing is in you. And when you speak, the anointing is felt. You know, have you ever had, I know sometimes people don't understand the anointing, but I know I've been in places where I've seen it and I've been in it when the anointing just is on the street. You're coming out of the door from dinner, let's say, and someone comes up to you and asks you something. And next thing you know, you greet them, but next thing you know, they're just telling you their whole life, stories and everything. Why? Because they were attracted by the anointing. If you ever notice that, say like, man, sometimes I just walk up to people and boy, they give me their life story. I believe that's part of the anointing that's in your life that God's calling you to walk in, to unleash your voice. Yeah. So I just had those thoughts on my heart and I really, man, I tell you what, I think it's time to revive your voice and walk in the anointing. I'm going to end this by saying this episode is brought to you by Daily Pay Revival. Yeah, I said revival and I said pay. I believe there comes a time where reviving your voice is just as much as about reviving your finances. So check it out. It's dailypayrevival.com. I'm teaming up with my business partner, Alana Vandeventer, and we really want to see you stretch and make some money. Okay, you're like, I got a job, 2-hour work days. It's not an MLM. It's rejection free. You don't have to sign people up. And it's a process where you don't even have to be high tech. So you can hear more about that. You can find out more about that at dailypayrevival.com. And that's what this podcast episode is brought to you by. So always on my heart to see you unleash your voice. And sometimes the process of unleashing your voice is simply submitting to God, being a much loved son or daughter, and then just realizing that I got to go through the process. I want to be anointed. I want you to be anointed in what you do. And I want that anointing to impact others, not just your own life. It will impact you, but just really be able to unleash that and make a difference in someone's life. All right. So nice to come to you. I have got some guests lined up, so I hope you can stick around. You know, I always have guests. I thought I would come in with tea on Thursday, but I don't know what day it is today, and just share my heart with you. So until then, I'm Teresa Croft. I'll talk to you in the next episode of Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Thank you for tuning in to Unleashing Kingdom Voices podcast. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace and amplify your unique voice. For more insights, resources, and information about our courses, AI tools, and our incredible guests, visit teresacroft.com.